If you've ever peeked into a Pilates studio, you've probably seen it. That kind of curious, bed-like machine with all the springs and straps. Yeah, it can look a little intimidating. But today, we're going to pull back the curtain and demystify one of the most effective pieces of fitness equipment ever designed, the Pilates Reformer.
So, what exactly is this machine, and how does it work? It's one of the most iconic pieces of fitness gear out there, for sure. So, let's break it down, starting with its core components.
At its heart, the Reformer is a brilliant invention by Joseph Pilates himself. It's built around a simple but really powerful concept, a rolling platform, they call it a carriage, that moves inside a sturdy frame. Now, the magic really comes from the springs, which provide all the resistance and make every little movement a challenge for your muscles. Okay, so everything starts with the frame. This is the solid, stationary foundation of the whole apparatus. You can think of it as the anchor. Its sturdiness is what lets you push and pull against resistance with confidence, giving you a stable base for every single movement, no matter how dynamic. Next up is the part you'll be on most of the time, the carriage. This is the platform that glides smoothly back and forth. But here's the key. That smooth movement actually creates an unstable surface. So your body, especially your core, has to fire up and work constantly just to control the motion. And that's how it builds such deep stability and strength. And here's the engine of the machine, the springs. This is where all that resistance comes from. You see, unlike weights, which are heaviest at the beginning of a lift, springs provide this consistent tension through the entire movement. By adding or removing them, an exercise can go from gentle and rehabilitative to intensely challenging. This incredible versatility is what allows you to progressively build strength at your own pace.
But a machine this unique doesn't just appear out of nowhere, right? To really understand the Reformer, we have to look at its origin story, a journey that took it from a tool for rehabilitation to a global fitness powerhouse. Believe it or not, the Reformer's story begins in Germany back in the mid-1920s. Its creator, Joseph Pilates, originally called it the Medico-Mechanical System. That name alone tells you a lot about its initial purpose. It was all about therapy and gymnastics. By 1924, he was advertising it as the Universal Reformer. And from those early days, it's just evolved into the fitness staple we see in studios all over the world.
So, okay, that's the history. But what can this machine actually do for you? Let's dive into the core benefits you can expect when you start using a Reformer.
You know, the power of the Reformer is its holistic approach. Yeah, you're going to get stronger, but it's about so much more than that. It's designed to improve your balance, increase your flexibility, and fine-tune your coordination all at the same time. The end goal isn't just fitness. It's about creating better posture and a more elegant, efficient way of moving through your everyday life.
And this points to one of its most powerful uses. Because the Reformer emphasizes proper alignment and balanced muscle development, it can directly address the sources of chronic discomfort. In other words, it provides relief from pain associated with physical imbalances, you know, like the kind so many of us get from sitting at a desk all day.
This is what truly sets Pilates apart. The movements, when you pair them with deep, diaphragmatic breathing, are designed not only to strengthen your muscles, but also to gently massage your internal organs. It's a completely holistic approach, viewing the body as this interconnected system rather than just a collection of parts to be worked.
Now, all of this might sound a bit intense, but here's the secret. Getting started on a Reformer is surprisingly simple. Let's walk through what your first 5 minutes might actually look and feel like.
Seriously, it can be this straightforward to begin. You just lie down, get comfortable with your head on the headrest, and place your feet on the bar. From there, you just gently start pushing the carriage in and out. This simple foundational movement is the beginning of everything else you'll learn.
And the best part is how you progress. You can start with just 5 minutes of that basic movement. Then, as you get stronger and more comfortable, you gradually add springs for more resistance and increase your time. The machine is designed to grow with you, constantly offering a new challenge.
Finally, it's so important to understand that the Reformer is not about isolating single muscles like you would in a traditional gym. It's truly more than a machine. It's a tool for engaging your entire body as one cohesive unit.
This gives you an idea of just how efficient it is. In a single flowing session, you're engaging multiple key muscle groups all at once. Your feet, legs, abdomen, and back aren't working in isolation. They're all coordinating and working together. That's why you can achieve so much in a relatively short amount of time. And that really is the essence of the Pilates Reformer. It's a testament to a powerful idea that simple, controlled, and precise movements have the power to create profound and lasting change. It's not about how much you lift, it's about how well you move.